This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was swift international reaction today to the news of a presumed case of mad cow disease in Washington state. At least a dozen nations banned imports of U.S. beef, including Canada. And federal officials moved forward with their investigation into the discovery. More on that in a moment, and we'll also hear a Washington cattle rancher's reaction to the news. First, NPR's John McChesney reports on the economic impact.
Japan, the biggest importer of U.S. beef, was the first country to impose a ban. Number two, South Korea, soon followed, along with several other Asian countries and Australia. According to Keith Collins, the chief economist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, these bans will have a significant impact.
All in all, our total beef exports account for about 10% of our beef production in the United States. So the suspension of sales by those major trading partners, which at this point would account for roughly 60 to 70% of our exports, is going to have a market effect.
Mexico, the third largest importer of U.S. beef, and Canada both imposed bans after Collins made his remarks, so that total will be even higher. Lynn Heinz of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says his organization is indeed worried.
Beef exports amount to about $3.2 billion worth of trade every year, and it certainly is a major impact.
Heinz says his organization is hoping that will only be felt in the short term, but it's not clear now how long those nations will keep their bans in place. While 10% of the market may not seem like a lot, C. Ford Runge, an economist at the University of Minnesota, says the beef industry is especially vulnerable.
The price of beef, like any commodity, is very sensitive to the balance between supply and demand. It doesn't take that much of a reduction in demand to affect the price.
The good news, Runge says, is that consumers will pay less for beef in this country. And if the crisis is short-lived, American cattlemen may be in good enough shape right now to survive the blow. Harry Kanabi, a feedlot operator in West Point, Nebraska, says he's been hearing from a lot of local cattlemen.
Well, they're nervous, that they are. But if it would have happened a year ago, they'd have been a lot worse because we didn't, you know, for the last 10 to 12 months, our profits have been fairly good in this industry. If it had been a year ago, it would have been devastating for the industry.
The impact here, however, will not be as severe as it was in Canada. Canada's beef industry exports fully 40% of its production, and cattle prices there dropped 75% after a single case of mad cow disease. But according to Kurt Klein, an agricultural economist at Kethbridge University in Alberta, Canadian cattlemen are not in a retaliatory mood.
The chairman of the Canadian Cattlemen's Association and also Canadian Beef Export Federation have come out very strongly urging the Canadian government to not close the borders to U.S. Beef imports.
But in spite of their pleas, the Canadian government went ahead with a partial ban that will still allow for the import of cattle destined for immediate slaughter. There was some pain already being felt here in the U.S. today. Stocks in meat packing companies and restaurant chains fell sharply, and no one was buying beef futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The American consumer is the wild card in just how severely the U.S. beef industry will be hurt. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman yesterday said that the health threat from this apparently lone infection is extremely low. American consumers will need to be reassured quickly that this is indeed a lone case and not a more widespread outbreak. But tracing the origin of that single cow and herds related to it could take months, leading to increased consumer anxiety. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.